דרך אורו, או maybe a better language, not דרך הלימוד, דרך הלימוד התורה, also a little bit of reminder of autonomy that exists even in our generation. In the course of years, Pshatim, plain how to understand the Gemara, has accumulated variations in approaches from people. We have the benefit of their analysis, but then comes that final decision. So whose opinion do you accept? So I want to make a radical statement. The opinion you accept is your own. That's where Tanami comes in. Pick up our Gemara that we began yesterday. The Mishnah, again, we got a little bit past the Mishnah on that day. Let's refresh your memory on this wide-ranging machlokas between Rav Meir, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Shimon. Okay. Go. Just look at it again, get it clear in your mind. Right. Rav Meir's Rav Shat in Parha de Tzibur, the way his Rebbe taught him in second grade. What the Chumash says, that's what he means. Chumash says, right, if there's a shgoga, then Bezdin has to bring a par helam shibur. What it says? Hovo Bezdin gosu kol akol o ruben al piim meviim par. Baboides kachove meviim par v'soil dibur hamer. That's simple stuff. Comes along Rav Yehuda and says, no, the word koho, that we'll be speaking about in greater detail, applies to each shevet individually.
In addition to
the pusik again, we look at the pusik, right? Look on top of hay, along the pusikim are recorded on the hay of an olive. Vim kol ardas yischol yishgu, v'nel am dovo me'enei hakohol. But also achas mukamitsa Hashem shalose yosena, right? The oshmo of oshemo. So it says clearly, kol adas Yisrael, right? Who's kol adas Yisrael? Rav Meir says kol adas Yisrael. Comes Rav Yehuda and says no, kol adas Yisrael means anyone who's called a kohol, and each shevet, as my old point out, is called a kohol. Rav Shimon says that both are right. Rav Meir is right that Bezdin has to bring that simple pshat. In addition, the kol has to bring. Therefore, you end up with what? Yud Gimel Purim. Tavedis Kechovim, you had also add Yud Gimel Seirin. Okay?
Rabbi? Whenever it says Rabbi Shimon, does it mean Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai?
No, not necessarily.
How do we, like Rabbi...
Here it seems to be so, yes.
And Rabbi Yehuda was the Tana?
Shimon Elazar is the other one.
So how do we know who... Don't know, okay.
Didn't want to tell you, none of your business. Okay. Now we can run through the mission again. Hogo Bezdin Biosu Zayin Shvatim. That first part is a machlokas. What is this power, Helen Siebel? Okay. The answer is it's a korban that's brought by Bezdin when Kohol sint, whatever Kohol means. That's Rameya's simple pshat. Rav Yehuda says, every Kohol has to bring. And Rav Shimon says, you're both right. Bezdin has to bring, and every Kohol has to bring. Therefore, you end up with 13. 12 shvatim plus Bezdin. Fine. Now, got Hovo Bezdin. Now we're defining Kohol.
13 is also Gematria of Echad.
Yeah, of course.
So they brought one.
Yeah. And 13 and 13 is Gematria, I told you, is Gematria of Havaya.
Okay.
So Andy, and end up with the Gematria of Havaya. All right. Okay, now, Hovo Bezdin, now that took care of what the Korban is, defining the Korban. Comes the second part now, with defining the Kohol. Hovo Bezdin Biosu Zayin Shvatim. Not all Zayin, Ruban, most of them. And they did Al Pihem, not on their own, but Al Pi Bezdin. They were Tolib Al Das Bezdin. Then Mevim Par, right? Ubabredis Gechovim Mevim Par Visor, Divir Ameir. And the same thing with a little addition. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Design Shvatim Shechotu," right? Bring Zayin Porim, right? And he adds, even though it's only Zayin Shvatim Shechotu, it already involves the Kahal Yisrael, and therefore everybody has to bring. Every call in the call has to bring. If Shah Shvatim Shelochotu also Mevi'in Alidei Impar, Shaf Eilu Shelochotu Mevi'in Alidei Chotin. Comes along Rav Shimon, and adds his same shita that Kohol and Bezdin are distinct. So you end up Rav Shimon Omer Ches Porim, right? Both come Ches Porim and Ches Sirim. Par Besol Lechol Shevet Beshevet. Par Besol LeBezdin, but doesn't require that the other five shvatim should bring. Only those who sin, those who are involved in the error, in the shagoga, l'chol ha'om b'shagoga, all those who are involved in the shagoga, who were involved in the shagoga, the seven shvatim, and Bezdin, if they are required to bring korbanos, and denies Rabbi Yehuda's addition of afa pi shalochotu, also mevi'in al yideim.
What does that mean? Also mevi'in al yadehem. What does that mean?
Because of them, because you are part of them. I gave you that little bit of Hezbollah in the beginning.
Because you didn't stop them, you're
I'll
guilty
give,
too.
Give you something new just came up. Something quite significant, actually. On Monday, a report appeared in Nature that studying the DNA, the Sfaradim in Yemen and the Polish Jew in Warsaw have a common DNA to prove that we are a single genetic entity, something that's been denied by our people too, and something which we have a little trouble understanding since we accept Galen. So sure, there has to be a mixture of Galen that are involved, but nevertheless, the mass of Jewry come from a single ethnic group, genetically identifiable, right? Here you have a nice shot. I'll give you it in modern terminology. Your DNA synth. He has it, but it's part of your DNA. So you got to be kapora for your DNA that brought us it. That's the concept of kohol.
So according to Rabbi Yehuda, still you bring 12?
The idea of that there's a dual concept in this file. Bezdin Luchud and Kal Luchud, that's Rav Shimon's innovation. Okay, and Rav Shimon adds the second thing, it is the commonality of the DNA, right, makes all 12 involved in the sin. It's very interesting, biologically speaking, Enochanami. If we came from the same stock, from Avraham Avinu, and remember, and we carried it through, not to Yishmael or to Yitzchok, right? Not to Esau, but to Yaakov. I mean, maintained a common genetic origin, right? Then a piece of you is a me. Kol Yisrael Arev Mezer Bozer is now first time can be claimed literally. The Arev Mezer, let's say Zer Bozer, one for the other. Zer Bozer, one was in the other. Anyway, that's to be developed to a drosha for your oilam. You working all summer with the people?
No. I only have till the end of the month.
Huh?
Till the end of the month.
End of the month. You might take it. It was reported in the Monday New York Times there, but it's in from Nature. It's becoming tomorrow. I get Nature. Coming tomorrow, the scientific basis for that statement. Somebody who should be declared Michutz Lamachne. I don't think he has any Jewish DNA. Right? Head of a department at Hebrew University just published a book saying that any claim that the Jews are of common is all nonsense. They are composed of a whole bunch of stragglers from all different countries that got together. Therefore, they have no claim to an identity. Of course, his name is Sholem something, a nice, good Jewish name, an anti-Semite. Because that's what our enemies have been saying. This filthy-mouthed reporter, that 89-year-old Zoyner from the Hearst newspapers, right? Go back to where you came from. You go to Poland, you go to Germany. Well, what are you doing together? What are you doing in Eretz Yisrael? The answer is, it's my country. We are a nation. You kicked us out. We came back. If that idiot Netanyahu could only speak that way once. No one says it. Very simple. It's now our turn. You kicked us out, now we kick you out. Period. Okay, watch. Now you put this stuff on the internet. They get an idea of what has to be covered in a shiur. Okay. Then goes a rational extension. You began a new approach that kohol does not mean Klal Yisrael, that kohol could mean what Kodesh Baruch Hu referred to as kohol, which could be each individual shevet, right? Therefore comes the next question. It follows logically. If you told me that a shevet is kohol, then now I reread the psukim, and suddenly the posuk says, "Im kol adas ol yishgu, kol adas is right." The nelam dovel meine hakohol. So hakohol is one shevet now, and therefore bezdin refers to that shevet. Therefore, yes. Also a shevet who chayev, u'shar kol ha'shvotim p'turim. So the bezdin of the shevet has to bring a parhel and sibul because they misled their shevet. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says, which is the logical extension that kohol refers to shevet. That's why Rabbi Yehuda said all the shvotim have to bring because they're all called kohol. Therefore, if one shevet has one bezin that made the mistake, there that shevet has to do something, and their bezin of that shevet has to bring a parhel and sibul. Chacham omrim, nonsense. That doesn't go that way. Kohol may very well be referring to a shevet, but the eini hakol that refers only to bezin agodol. Hamomim ein chayovim ella halavos bezin hagodol shenemar im kol adas yisod yishgu lo adas osu shevet.
So if the beitin of one shevet they can't be mechaper on all of their shevet. Everyone has to bring
it. Each one's a yochid. Okay, that's the structure of the Mishnah. Now, yesterday I said pshat to you there. So I want to give you a little lesson in what I said, pshat autonomy. Right. Sometimes the pshat just doesn't make sense to you. It makes sense to somebody. Whoever said that pshat, here, you'll excuse me, Rashi said the pshat in this Gemara, I didn't teach you that pshat. But to me, it was not a rational pshat. I had to hunt up a pshat that's rational. What's the rationality of pshat? How could it be, if you remember the case we just touched upon this at the end of the shiur yesterday, the Bezdin Paskin a shaila concerning something. And the people, right, I said, didn't remember or made a mistake whether they had paskin concerning dam or concerning chalev. That makes sense. Why? Bezdin sits in Lishkas Hagozes in Yerushalayim, right? They don't send out emails. They don't publish their Piskei Halachos, distribute them widely. It's ed mipi ed, right? By word of mouth, gets out. By the time it got down to you, there's a bit of confusion what they said. Why? Very simple. They figure out a scenario. Bezin was sitting on two shilas, Dam Shebelev and Chelev Shehakeva, right? And they paskin kosher, right? You heard it, they paskin on the Chelev. He heard it, they paskin on the Dam. There can be confusion. But tell me, could it be confusion by Bezin what they paskin? Bezin doesn't remember whether they paskin chaylev or dam. It just doesn't make sense. Right? The Mitzias doesn't make sense. Unfortunately, that's a rash alert. So I gave you the pshat of the Meiri. But I want to call that your attention to, yesterday we ended the shiur, we did develop it. There, that this is your constitutional right as a Talmud of Torah, Talmud even Lilmor and Itzorich, I have no choice. You can't force on me a pshat that doesn't make sense to me. I'd rather say, let's skip this piece of Gemara. I don't understand it. Right? Look how Rashi learns that case. First thing, Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Yodu shahoru v'to mahoru. Look at Rashi. Yodu shahoru v'to mahoru. Kolomar. Horu bezdin shechelev mutor. And they followed the halacha. They didn't say all of chelev. Bebitul mixas. Right? They said what? Chelev shalakeva. Right? If he said all chelev is mutter, then that wouldn't be, that would be amazing. Like that wouldn't be a din of parhelim sibul. We also call our PM the ochlu shogin chelev v'dam. So chad, one of them was shigigas maaseh pulvad, because Bezdin didn't pasken on both; they passed only on one. Right? So if they ate two, one they ate like a plain shogig somehow. They made a mistake. The chad, one they relied on Bezdin. The chad behoro. The yachakach yodu shahoru shelo koroyu. Elo shetou b'masha horu. Einem yodim im ala chelev horu o ala adam. Yochol yiu chayovim par de lev oro amalya. Who's the toe? Who's the horu? Who's the toe? Horu, I know who is. Horu is Bezdin. Who's the toe? So I squeezed into Rashi's pshat. Who made the mistake? Bezdin made a mistake. People made a mistake. What Bezdin said, that makes sense. Look at the Miri. How he records Rashi. Here. Listen to this. Bezdin shahohu betos. V'noda lahem shetos horu. Elo sheshokhu atzmo shelchet. They forgot what the sin they were talking about. Chotzolomar, Hem yodu sheshogu b'dovo shazono kores, v'shigigo chatas. Avol einam zochim guf hachet im b'chelev horu im b'dam horu. Bezdin. Af api sha'am yodu b'ma sheshogu u'sheba shahoru. Ein ze b'din horo she'nemar v'nodu hachatas, Sheivoda lamorim lo sheyodu lachotim. I'll explain that again in a minute. Kol shukain mevi lachotim kabonos yichidim. The yesh mefoshim, right? Sheaom lo yodu. That's the pshat we gave you. First pshat is hard to accept the first pshat. Once again, what's the first? Wait, you can see it in the words of Rashi, but I try to squeeze Rashi to it should be a rational shot. I mean, Bezdin had two cases in front of them. They pasken the case, and they forgot which one they said kosher, which one they said treif. Therefore, you have a structure here of a par helem tzibur, where the people were somech on a horor, but those who pasken the shaylin can't tell you what they were somech on. They don't remember which pshat they gave kosher treif, whether chelev or dam. Not a good pshat. It will stick with our pshat. People got confused. So what happened then? So they were somech al das bezdin. Whoever ate was somech al das bezdin. Whether it was eight chayla or eight dam, that's a shayla. But what? I cannot pinpoint the horor with the meiser. Therefore, there's a confusion there. It's not a case of bahel and sibul.
Since it's two aspects, Let's say a person was bishkaga on both of them. Without there was no hora beidin, but they have shkaga on both chelev,
right,
and separately on
the hora. There was a hora.
No, I'm saying theoretically. We put aside the hora right now. I say a person, they bring two different...
shkaga. It's a plain shkaga.
So would they bring...
Chaylev bring one korban and two korbanos.
Right. Would they bring one or two?
If it got chaylev and dama, two separate...
So then here, wouldn't we say one of them for sure they have to bring a korban, and the other one is the
chaylev? But here, remember, it's not a yachid. Everybody.
But one of the two was a yachid.
Right.
One of the two shka, one of the two was one of the two, either the dam or the chaylev, was the shka.
Okay, but here you have a problem. Not a problem. Here you have a definition, a kind of a tracking error, right? We tracked the chet starts with the horos bezdin. When you track it down to the maaser, the track got confused. That's the issue. That's what this is the language of the Gemara, right? Tameloma v'noda hachatos. I have to know what the chet was. V'lo sheyodu hachotim. Not to know what hachotim ashechotu. To know that they did an avera. Tell me, which avera did they do? You don't know. Why? If they would somech on Das Bezdin, on both of them, which was the case, but that's only if Das Bezdin existed. They made a mistake. It was never a Das Bezdin. Then there's not a par helem sibo. You have to have Im kol adas Yisrael yishgu. You have to have adas Yisrael, the Bezdin has to make the mistake, right? And if Bezdin didn't make that mistake, why do you somachan? Even though, again, in morality, in their moral defense is, I would never sin against the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I would never do such a thing, eat something that's treif. I thought Bezdin said it's okay. But Bezdin didn't say it's okay. When are you so mechal das Bezdin when there is a das Bezdin? Here there was no das Bezdin. So all you can tell me is, on a part of the sinner, he sinned al das Bezdin. But a part of Bezdin, there was no Das Bezdin. Therefore, you don't have a structure for Par Helem Sibul. He says, yes, being no Da HaChet, the Chet has to be clear. Here, you don't know what the Chet was. Why? Because if there's Somech on Bezdin for the Dam and really, then there's no Chet. If there's Somech on the Chelev and it really was, what, there's no Chet. All you can say is, in both of them, there was so much on what they thought was Das Bezdin. Thinking was Das Bezdin, not enough. Next. Chotu shnei shvotim mevi'in shnei porim. Chotu shlosha mevi'in shlosha. What's he telling you this? I mean, that's the Aleph. That's out of the whole sugya. So, people sinned, right? There. What is it? Who said this? Which man was it? Chotu shnei shvotim. Maybe in Shnei Porim. Why? Why doesn't each member of the Shevet bring his own korban? Where's the communal? Why is there a communal korban here?
So there's a according to Rabbi Yehuda?
We said before, if there was somech on the bezin of the shevet,
they bring yechid.
Kol echad has to bring. So this must be like the mandomo, a new mandomo, or the mandomo says that a shevet is called a kohol, right? And if a shevet is somech on the bezin of the shevet, that's irresponsible. There, nothing. There's no structure for parhel tzibur. But over here, you have to say chotu shei shvotim. Right, and they were so much on the Bez Nagot of Yerushalayim. The only way Ram tried to miss it again. So what do you have here? A kohol that sinned on a basis of a good horor, meaning a proper horor for parhelam sibul. The Bez Nagot did. If the Bez Nagot the Sheva did, that's irrelevant. The Yechidim. But he had to Hamshah, the Bez Nagodol did. Right? And then a Shevet can bring for the whole Shevet.
Why do you have to learn it that way?
I'm sorry?
Why do you have to learn it that way?
Why?
Why do you have to learn Pshat that way?
There's no other way. Because it has one Shevet, so Mechan the Shevet Bezdin, the Mishnah said, the end of the Mishnah, said that Kolecha Vecha brings a private, bring Kobonos.
This statement is consistently Rabbi Yehuda. No, the point is that this brace that we're quoting here, that's consistently Rabbi Yehuda, I think.
Huh?
It sounds like consistently Rabbi Yehuda.
I mean, you could learn like the Chachomim. That's one way to learn Pshat. Unless you want to learn like the Mandoma, Rab Shimon, Rab Shimon said it. That if there's so much horror bezin shalech v'nashvotim also doesn't say who the authorship of that is, but I don't want to attribute to Rab Shimon.
I'm saying this brisa could be consistently Rabbi Yehuda.
Everything
this brisa says sounds consistent with Rabbi Yehuda.
Say it again.
Everything this brisa says could be consistent with Rabbi Yehuda.
Why do you say that? Why do you think you got to learn like Yehuda? Going to Rabbi Yehuda, all you know for Rabbi Yehuda is when you have Zion Shvotim, you have Baharati. He doesn't mention that there's any, that there's less than Zion or less than Rov, that there's any kind of Parhel Mesibo. Why do you want to attribute to Rabbi Yehuda to that?
Except Rabbi Yehuda was also one who said the thing about the Hor Basin Shalach Admin HaShvatim.
Which one?
That's also Rabbi Yehuda. So the statement about seven or more that this says, that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. The statement about a couple shvatim.
I don't know who is Rabbi Yehuda, but
so that's all Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah. If you want to attribute, I don't know if we can attribute it to Rabbi Yehuda, but whoever it is, that's the mandama that we're learning. Right? That's the pshat that we're learning. That if a shevet sins, not on the basis of the bezdin of the shevet, but the bezin of bezin agodo.
Yeah.
Then, since shevet is called a kohol, then the shevet has to bring a kohol. Right. Oh, maybe not. There.
Wait. So the one that I think the one he's asking about, horu beit din shel echad min hashvatim.
Yeah.
Va'asa oto ha-shevet al pien, oto shevet hu chayav, ushar kol ha-shevatim pturin, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So,
Sorry, right there. Right, he chose the Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah. Doesn't Chacham argue with that?
Yeah, yeah, we said so. He said, that's because Rabbi Yehuda holds, that's called a call.
Yeah.
Right. But it's based upon the Beis Din HaGadol b'Yerushalayim, right? He only argues on the Beis Din Shel HaShvatim.
But so here, in that one, isn't Rabbi Yehuda arguing that even if it's not Beit Din Shel Kol HaMedina, Shel Kol HaKal, if it's only one Shevet, then they bring it for themselves? And Chachamim disagree with that?
The Chachamim seem to hold that in order to be talking about a Par Helim Sibor, you need a majority of the Shvata involved.
Right.
Rabbi Yehuda seems to say, if only one Shevet's involved, you're still talking about it.
Well, it's
And once you have a majority, however, even the Shvatim that didn't sin have to bring a Par.
That's the dispute between...
That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion.
Right.
Okay, yeah, by... I'll try it that way, correct. Tava Loima, and then he says, Chotu Shlosha Mevi'in Shlosha, or any Omer Ela Chotu Shnei Yechidim Mevi'in Shnei Porim, Chotu Gimul Mevi'in Gimul.
Why would a Yachid ever bring a par?
Right, what is that?
Why would a Yachid ever bring a par?
No, see, here already after I'm shot, Chotu Shnei Yechidim Mevi'in Shnei Porim, Chotu Yomim Gimel, to let you know, not Yechidim, doesn't mean Yechidim, individuals, means single Shvatim.
Okay.
Single Shvatim. You might think, if you have two Shvatim to sin together,
yeah,
right, then they can chip in and bring one power for both of them, one power for three of them, right? Tamar Loma, no. Hakol, hakol, chayiv, kol, kol, v'kol, chayiv. Ketzad, repeats again. Ketzad, shenot, shnei shvotim, mevi'in shnei porim. Chotu zayin, mevi'in zayin. Ushar shvotim, then once you hit zayin, right, then you have a rov of Am Yisrael, then shar shvotim, shlochotu, mevi'in l'deim par, right? Shatilu Elo Shlochotu, maybe on the Yachotim, like Achnema, call, a Chayra call, the call, the Rabbi Yehuda.
Rabbi, if it's less than a Rov,
right,
then yeah, why can the Shevet bring for everyone? Why isn't it just Yechidim? If two Shvatim did
that was the same thing. Chotu Shnei Yechidim, you have to bring Shnei Porim. You might think Shnei Yechidim could bring one par, just like one par can cover for 12, according to Ramea, right? And therefore, one par should be, if a kahal could bring one par, maybe two kahal be also one par.
Yeah, but why can two shvatim bring two parim instead of every yechid of the shvatim have to bring?
Oh, that's because we just got to with that. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that kohol is a structure for a par helam tzibur.
Okay.
This well repeats what the Mishnah said. Rav Shimon Omer, Zayin Shvat Rechotu, Mevin Zayin Porim, Ubezin Bion Reim Par, Shenemar Lamata Kol and Alamala Kol, Makol Alamala Bezin and Makol, Avkalav Alamata Bezin Imakol. And Rav Meir, no. Omer Zayin Shvotim Shechotu Bezim Bin Al Yideim Par Behem Pturi. Why? He compares the Pesukim differently. Nema Kol Amata Nema Kol Amala Ma Kol Amala Amala Bezim Lo Tzibur Ma Kol Amala Atam Bezim Lo Tzibur. Rav Shimon Ben Elozo Omer Mishmo. That's why when I answered you by the Shimon Yochoi, I assume he is Shimon Ben Elozo because he appears in the sub. Shem Elozo Omer Mishmo, Chotu Shisha Shvotim Bein Rubo Shel Kol. And Rov is defined as either by census or by number of Shvotim. Rov of the Kahal concept, Bezin is made up, Am Yisrael is made up of 20 Kehilot. Right? So Rov of Kehilot is 7. Rov of census is also a factor. Right, Alpha P chain V and Pa Amma Mal. Back to that strange case. No da hachatos or shiodu achotim. It's not enough to know that they sinned. I wonder what sin did they commit. And since they mixed up Bezdin Paskin two things, Dam and Chalev, and we don't remember, they didn't remember which one was kosher, which one was Chalev. Therefore, there's a fundamental blurring of the Psak. Therefore, all you know is they badai sinned. No do hachotim, but the chet is no. What chet they did, don't want to know. Right? Mantana, who said this halacha? You need no da hachatos to know what the chatos was, but lo sheyodo hachotim, not just enough to know that they sinned. On my way to Marawi came a robber, the Lord Rabbi Eliezer. Why? This nun, Rabbi Eliezer argued very nicely. On my Rabbi Eliezer, Manushach. Im chelev ochal chayev, noso ochal chayev. In a different machlokas where the suffix was whether he ate noso or chelev. Right. He says, why not gemine? A sin they committed, and they were told al das bezdin. Why isn't it a good structure for a parayel mitzibur? Rav Asher Omar, I know afil teimer Rav Elezer. Right, but shine hocho. Dirsiv Asher Chotu Olel. So you need to know the sin on which they sinned on it. Chotu Olel Al Eze Chet Chotu. Because there's a Yitzhak Lotchum. Rabbi Asher Chotu. Or Chotu Olel. The sin that they committed on it. Olel, it means they need identity. You have to know which chet was the oleh and which chet was. No, he says over there too. Ros nama ksiv asher chota bo, in case of noso. Homeboyle prat the besasek. No, there you need to tell you there is a hard to figure out how that works out. Yeah, you need a maase chet. Besasek lacks the maase. What's misasek by achil? You know what misasek is by putting on the light in the bathroom Friday night. You wake up, you don't know whether Shabbos, Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, you stagger into the bathroom and you flick on the light, there's not a maisa odom. Maisa kof bealmo. Right? There's no... The patient was brain dead. Right? The brain and body were disconnected. Therefore, it's not a maisa odom. That's the same concept as onus I once explained to you. I put a gun to your head and I say, be mechal Shabbos, and you mechal Shabbos, you didn't do an aveira. Why? Because the mind said, I don't want to do it. Right? And I did it because a guy's pushing a gun against my head. Right? That's not a maisa odom. It lacks my onus and misasek, the same thing. Misasek bechalovim means the examples that people use are strange, right? He was sleeping, and his mouth was open, and a piece of chela fell into his mouth. I think, what could be a misasek, a real misasek. Yet, you see, unfortunately, this is part of human experience. At times you do things unthinkingly. Right? People will sit there, right, and pull a hair out of a beard. There's a disease like that where they pull all the hair out of the shadow. He wants to pull the hair out? No. Some kind of a something. Kilu kofo shed, as if there's a devil pushing him. These psychological aberrations would be called also misasik. Okay. A good example of misasik, which is also a good musa, is if there's a plate of potato chips in front of you. and you intended to eat one or two. By the time you pick your eyes up from the Gemara, there's nothing left in the dish of potato chips. Whether the other achila should be called achila de mesasik, not achila de. Such examples, right? Okay. Okay. Here we're gonna. I'm gonna leave this finish yourself. There's a little bit here, just playing around with the psukim. I'll say it quickly. There, but you have to keep your eye on the psukim on the side of the Gemara. Right, the Gemara. My time is the Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda say that you have to bring a par for every shevet, even though only seven shvatim did the aveira? Right, but and the others bring out alidehem, right? Aveilo shlochotu mevin alidehem par, right? Because so far, if you look in the psukim on the side of the Gemara, you see the word kol is mentioned four times. Alba kol iksiv, kal hakal, kal hakal. Chad lechayev al kol kol v'kol. Want to tell you that each and every shevet is chayev. V'chad lehoro, and want to teach you, right? Lehoro truye bebezdin. To tell you the what? That it's only when that they were totally under kahal of Bezdin, right? Umaisa totally be kahal, right? That the horo and the maisa are dependent on kol. V'chad legrera, v'chad leshevet shosa baroz Bezdin. It'd be easy, just pick up the Rashi on the left hand column. The chayev akol kol v'kol, right? So dalet kahal ksivi, meini akol v'kivu akol delei mekor meini akol ma hakol, right? Hakol tre lichtum kol v'kivu kol ma hakol tre hare arba, right? Chatas hakol lo kachoshev de lo tziv le boi lo harov lo hakova. Anyway, we're not going to get much benefit out of this. Lechayev hakol kol v'kol hakol shevet v'shevet v'shev lechik to kol chad lo ro tluye bebezdin, that we learned before. Hakol also ro tluye bebezdin umaseh toli b'kol v'chad Lemeido to teach you the shah shvotim shochotu negrorin achrachotin v'chad negrero to schlep in the non-sinners that they also share, also chayev to bring a par because they share in the need for kapora for kol yisroel. Okay, I think we're going to stop over here. I wanted to share with you a little bit from the Chumash this week. It's remember the Machlokes Rishonim where the Parshas Poro should be treated like Parshas Zocho. There's a Chiyuv D'oraisa to recite Parshas Poro once a year. If I had my choices, I had to choose between which is more important, Parshas Zocho or Parshas Poro, more important for the survival of Am Yisrael, certainly Parshas Poro is more important. Parshas Amalek, bad people want to kill us, and Kodesh Baruch Hu protects us, a very important lesson in Jewish survival, in Emunah Bashem, etc. But the Parshas Chukas is the foundation of Judaism. Zos Chukas HaTorah, period, to let you know that the whole Torah is only Chukah. The whole Torah we do not because we think the halachas are right and proper. We don't do it because they are moral, more moral than the other religion, more ethical than the other religion. No. We do it because Kodesh Baruch Hu ordered it. Avodaihem, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, the master gave an order, whether you like it or don't, whether you agree with it or don't, it's binding on you. That's the concept of chukah. Taimi hamitzvos, always was looked upon as a danger to Am Yisrael. The Rambam's main sin in the eyes of his contemporaries was that he gave Taimi HaMitzvos. That was a no-no. The Chinuch is always busy apologizing for the fact that he's giving Taimi HaMitzvos. We the Chinuch, you see, say, but this is what the halacha is, and there's yesh tam bedovo. You have here a strange dichotomy. Limud HaTorah requires that you try to understand the mitzvahs, which inevitably means try to find out if there's a time for the mitzvah or not. If there's no time, it's also good. And there's a whole fight. But you have a chiv, because limud HaTorah requires you to be melamed es HaTorah. And it's very hard to teach faith. If there's reason behind faith, then you can teach it. The human mind is willing to accept the reality that some things we don't understand. But nothing, don't understand anything, that doesn't. So let me show you what this beautiful Midrashim do on Parshas Chukas. Just pick a few. Every one of them deserves careful limud, like no less than the Gemara. Start off with an interesting story. Still in Korach. Shoal, this is Medrash Rabbah, Parsha Yutes, Dalet. Just have to listen carefully and see, ask your own questions on this story. Shoal goy echod es Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Eilen uvdaya de'aten avdin. These things that you do, these actions that you take, nirin kemin kshofim. To me, it sounds like witchcraft. And you people say you don't believe in witchcraft. Why? Atem mevim poro. You bring a cow, the sulfan osa, and you burn it to ashes, the chochen osa, and you crush the ashes, v'notel mesaforo, v'yechad mekem mitami lemes, and if one of you Jews touch a dead body, then mazen olav beiz v'gimel tipin, then you sprinkle two or three drops of this mixture on the individual, but omam lo tohar to, you tell him you're tohar now. What kind of hocus pocus? That's the question. Omam lo, so if Mazaki answered, lo nichlus ho b'cho ruha tzozes miyumecha, an evil spirit never entered you, mean entered one of you. Ad hayom, many, many cultures, if someone has a aberrant behavior, someone acts in a strange way, it's because the spirit went into them. And they have means of driving out the spirit. One of the questions, one of the cases I gave for analysis on my medical ethics final exam, an interesting case of a Haitian woman that was under treatment and gave her a drug. And the drug made her blabble, made her behave with a side effect of the drug, not unusual. Her brother, who was a galach, a Haitian, came to visit her and said, you have to stop that drug because that drug allowed an evil spirit to go into her. You stop the drug, it'll be harmful to her. Keep the drug treatment till it's over, she'll get over everything. So Shaila was, since she is a member of that faith, and if she was sentient enough to discuss it, she Masama would agree to stop the drug. Even though it would cause a physical harm to stop the drug, but this religion would be dominant there. So should the doctors listen to the brother, since it's not a direct statement from the patient? That was that's a medical ethics issue of autonomy, who has a right to interfere. That's the effective voice to be able to analyze such a case. But the fact is, you have the whole, in Muncie, there's a tremendous large Haitian community. Oh, the voodoo shmoodoo shik. She says to them, don't you have that as part of your culture, your behavior? He said, Ma'at Osimlo, what do you do when a fellow has this evil spirit in him? Amalo mevin ikolin, you bring various roots, ma'ashin tachtav, and you smoke them under him, umabitznal of mayim, and then you pour water on him, and buhu borachas, and the spirit runs away. Right? We do the same thing. It's a medical treatment. That's Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai's answer to the goy. Okay? This was in the Besmedlish. And the boys heard, the Talmidim heard this answer. Omru lo Talmidav Rabbeinu, lozeh dechiso bekone. This goy, you pushed him away with a reed, with a piece of straw. I mean, he gave him some kind of stupid answer. Right? Lonu ma'at omer. Why do you tell us? We asked the same question. What's his hocus pocus? Amar lahem, chayecho. It's loshen shvua. Lo hames metamei.
Loshen what?
Loshen shvua. Chayecho. I swear. It's loshen. By your life, means loshen shvua. Chayecho. Lo hames metamei. Lo hamayim metarin. Ela omar kodesh bochu. Chuko chakakti gzero gozarti. Iater rishoy lavorat zerosi. There you have Kol HaTorah Kula in one story. But there's a special message here too. I'm prepared that the goyim should understand what they have to understand, that we're am chochom benovon. I tried to defend myself against stupid goyim also. Didn't say, go mind your own business, it's my religion, don't talk to me. No, I gave a goy an answer. Because we are members of a world society also, we have to get along with people, we'll give them answers. But that's a goyish answer, not for you people. For you people, the answer is, chuk rochakakti gzeilo gozalti. We do it not because a man is sick with a sickness called tumor, right? He needs a cure, he's not sick, the water doesn't cure. God said, do that, that's all. We have here, V'yikro elecho por adumo. So before that, the Medrash says, quotes down, Pasuk in Kehelis, Kol zen osisi b'chochmo, Omarti echkemo, v'hi rechoko mimeni. Shaul Meadows says, I thought I'm smart. I came to Mitzvah's Por Aduma. It's far from me. I don't understand. You don't understand? Too bad for you. Comes the Medrash. That's the brilliance of the Medrash. It says, V'yikro elecho Por Aduma. It's Medrash, the first Medrash, quoting Shlomo HaMelech. That's Parsha Tezayin Gimel. And Parsha Yutez Dalad, right? The same above this is the story I just read for you. V'yikru elecho por adumo, Omar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, Omar Le'a Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Moshe, L'cho ani megale tam poro, avol li'acher chuko. Unbelievable, critical medrash. Every mitzvah makes sense. If you don't know what it makes sense, too bad for you. Don't you think that there's anything in the Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't make sense? There's a reason why you should do this ma'aseh poro and sprinkle on the man, and then he can go into the Beis HaMikdash, and at night he cannot go in. There's a reason for that. But it's none of your damn business. So Shlomo Rebbe said, I know it's a reason for every mitzvah. I know every mitzvah I understand. Mitzvah's poor, I don't understand. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, you know why? You too got to accept Kodesh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs as chuko chakakti. But not Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu says, L'cho ani megale tam poro, avo le'acher etzo chuko. Why? But Moshe is Moshe Rabbeinu. Unless he understands, he can't teach it to you. You can't teach faith. I will tell you, chuko chakakti, if you are confident that I really know the reason, but you're not smart enough to understand, you're willing to live with that. If I tell you there is no reason for this, hard to accept. Come to Medrash says, there's no such thing. Kodesh Baruch Hu, who's the source of all knowledge, right? He's Yodea Talumos. He would do something just plain arbitrarily, make a bunch of mitzvahs that have no sense? Of course not. It's not our concept of the Ribbono Shel Olam. What then? A little humility that the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu knows what he's doing doesn't mean I have to know what he's doing. There I have to accept the discipline of knowing it's Kodesh Baruch Hu's wishes. But don't ever underestimate your Ribbono Shel Olam to think that he's doing things because he had nothing better to do that morning, so he made up a few more mitzvahs. Every mitzvah is essential for our survival. If you don't understand it, don't understand it. In the old yeshivish world, there was an expression, for nakash shtap minish. You have a kash, I'm going to kill you. Big deal. Okay. Next. And maybe you've got a feeling already. I have a little bit of a mission. Everybody is suffering from time triage. I have no time, but you really should make a little bit of time for looking in Medrash Rabbah. Why? Because there's where the Yisodei HaTorah are. Listen to this. Parsha Yutes. What letter? What letter is it? Yutes and what? It's a long Yutes. What do we have there? Don't pick up. Put those paragraph notations in easily. We'll pick it from later on. Every gimel, the summit. It's before Dalit, so it must be gimel. Omar Rabbi Yeshua b'shem Rabbi Levi. Al kol dovo v'tovo dovo shoya omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe omer lo tumoso v'taroso. Kodesh Baruch Hu mentions Tumo, he tells you how to be Matayah. Amatora has to bring Shnei Tziporim, it goes to Mikveh, right? A mess, touch a mess, you need Eifa Pora. Listen to this. Kivan Shigir Lepachas Emor. Emor al Kohanim B'nei Aaron. Right? Amar lo Moshe, Ribono shel Olam, im nitma zeh b'matei taroso. What if a kohen becomes tamei? How does it become tor? Jump in the mikveh. No different than Yisrael becomes tamei. No. Lo hishivo. So God didn't answer Moshe. He also saw Niskartemu Ponov Shel Moshe. Moshe was despondent, as Niskartemu Ponov, became despondent. What? A Kohen becomes Tomei, there's no way to make him Toho? God didn't answer, so he didn't open the mikveh, he didn't say that. Kivin Shigir Leparshas Pora Aduma. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'yoso Shor Sheimarti Lecho Emor al Kohanim bnei Aaron, v'yomarto li im nitma kama b'met heita also, lo heishavticha, I didn't answer you. Now I'll answer you. Zu taroso, v'lokach latomei meyafar sreifas hachatas. These are private midroshim. But ein az mikro omer ele dorsheni. He's asking for it. What does he tell you? Nothing understandable here. Moshe asks, how does a kohen become tall? And God says, I'm not going to answer you. Then finally he says, oh, that's the way you, that's the pshat in Eifa Pora. I'm like, we're learning in, that's the pshat in a parhelem zibo. You do a veri, this is the expiation of the sin, that's it. Unbelievable. Moshe asks a kohen, has a job in life. Sifsei Kohen Yishmo Doras, the Torah Yalamdo Mipilu, Ki Malach Hashem Tzvokos. What if such a guy becomes Tummy? Not touch a dead body, but something dies inside him. He becomes Tummy inside Tumah. Give you a nice halachic reminder. In one of the piyutim, Erev Yom Kippur, ki hinei kacheres beyad hayotzer. Man is like a pot, clay in the hands of a potter. we learned in this week's parsha, what's halacha klicheres? It's only mitame mitocho, not mitabo. Klicheres summit posel, if it has a seal on top, has a cover on it, can't become tummy. Man is like a klicheres. Tumo migabo doesn't mean anything. He's in contact with tumah, so what? He'll go to mikveh. What do you do when there's tumah mitocho? He becomes tumah inside. The mikveh water doesn't touch the insides. It only touches the outside. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu asked. Bametor also, what do you do, a Kohen who's supposed to be teaching Sifsei Kohen Yishmor Doas, and he is failing in his personal emunah, etc. How do you bring him back? So he gives a, comes to the brother and says, wait, I'll tell you how. Bring a paraduma. Paraduma is not to sprinkle ashes on him. Paraduma is to accept Huko Chakakti Gzero Gozarti Iata Rishoi. You have to bring back the discipline of Halacha. Kohen is too busy teaching people. He's gotten so smart, he knows the answers to everything. What he doesn't know is that no, this Torah doesn't mean anything unless he's willing to back it up with a simple statement. Huko Chakakti Gzero Gozarti. Said it used before, but it's old Musavot. I want you to study my Torah. I want you to ask me, Michel Okeinu, Micha Doneinu, Micha Malkeinu. But not until you first make the statement, Ein Kelokeinu, Ein. Once you make the statement, Ein Kelokeinu, I have no problem. Ask anything you want. Then, no problem. I told you before Pesach, the chilik between the Chocham and the Rosho, if the Dalet Bonim, it was only that the Chocham is assumed to the one who said the Pasuk, who's referred to in the Pasuk, Ki Yisholcha Mincha Mocho, your son will ask you. And the Pasuk assigned to the Rosha in the Gemara Pesachim is Ki Yomru Aleichem Bereichem. You want to ask me anything you want. But don't you tell me anything. When you're telling me, it means you're not asking, you don't want to know, you made up your mind already, then you're a Rosha. You don't understand something, to ask her by all means. This age we're living in is the age of reason, or the age of science, and people have difficulty accepting that which is not understandable. But only when it comes to religion, to our religion. The great religions have no problem, and never tried to tell you it's understandable. We made a big tumult about Limud HaTorah. Gets into trouble. I'm convinced that the head of the Maskilim, the Haskalah movement that began in Russia, was only because they were all Bnei Torah. People trained in the Derech HaTorah, all the leaders of the Haskalah movement, were all ex-Yeshivalite. They got so involved with understanding, that they thought their understanding is what makes the religion. this balance is what we hope achieve by years in the yeshiva. You can end up on a automaton doing mitzvahs without havana, and then you could end up with an era which no one understands well how it happened, with a Shabtai Tzvi. A Shabtai Tzvi, how such thing happened? They led the people astray, right? How is it? How's the Avodah Zarah happened over and over and over again? You open up Nevi'im Rishonim, it's embarrassing to read. My people, my smart people, fell time and time again for Avodah Zarah. You figure out, must have been what the first break in the Mei Shvot HaShoftim. What are you dealing with? Several hundred years after Yoshua, and they're following Avodah Zarah. How is it possible? That lack of understanding, of discipline versus intellectual obligation. We have an intellectual obligation to understand Kodesh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs. And sometimes that overpowers the reality, namely that it's Kodesh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs. Even today, it's hard to sell that. Conservative reform movement without any real contact with Torah just lost it all. Why? The people, the so-called new generations, really an older generation as well as a new generation, that I don't understand what's the Judaism business. It's not hard to sell it quickly. Yeah, we have occasionally a Ger Tzedek, a Baal Tshuva, but you count in on the number of thumbs on one hand. I mean, you see them. Yeah. Because that's the reality from Odom HaRishon. Odom HaRishon made the first mistake. The mistake was, I want to understand what was the kunst of the Nochash. Be rational, logical. Right? There's a tree, what should you eat from it? What can it be? God made the tree, what's so bad about it, etc., etc. Whatever enticement he did. Okay, that's basically what I'd like to share with you. As I put Sovzman, it's Kodesh Baruch Hu worked it out, there should be Parshas Chukas. Go back to fundamentals. Now I get home and think about how to pack for be away from Hashem for 4 weeks, what to take along, what to do.